I'm Nick Tomachek in the newsroom. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission continued its search Tuesday for the boater who went missing near Destin, even as the U.S. Coast Guard ended its search. Thomas Robinette is a 34-year-old Destin local. He was ejected from a 20-foot center console vessel in the Choctahatchee Bay early Sunday afternoon after the boat took an unexplained, quote, hard turn. That's according to Rebecca Nelson. She's a spokeswoman for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Nelson said Robinette was operating the boat. Another man, 33-year-old Matthew Martinello, was also thrown from the boat Sunday. He was rescued by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office after they responded to reports of the rogue vessel. He was taken to the hospital and released that day. Nelson with the FWC said it did not appear Martinello had been struck by the boat. The Coast Guard, according to its release, said the boat was found circling in the bay and had struck Robinette while he was stranded in the water. Nelson, however, said it is unconfirmed whether the boat hit the missing man. She confirmed that the boat was running in circles until it was stopped by a tow company and taken to the Coast Guard station. The FWC is investigating the incident. Nelson said they continued to search by helicopter and boat, as well as with scuba divers. Nelson said the search is primarily confined to the bay, but helicopters have also flown repeatedly over the East Pass. She said the accident happened about a half mile from the Destin Army Recreation Area. She said FWC continues to call it a search and rescue mission, even though more than 48 hours have passed. The men were not wearing life jackets, and alcohol is not believed to be a factor, she said. Nelson said that anyone who sees anything should call FWC dispatch at 888-404-3922. That number again is 888-404-3922. She did not encourage people to go out and search for Robinette on their own.